When I was a kid, I had a book on the paranormal. It's been far too long for me to remember what it was called, but it covered the whole range of ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, all that sort of stuff. On one page was this illustration of Mothman flying over a car on a dark road in the woods. That picture gave me chills. I had this idea of being the one driving along a dark road and being chased by this huge creature, being completely unable to escape or do anything about it. It was absolutely terrifying to my younger self. Now as an adult, I would absolutely love for that to happen. I am 100% okay with Mothman swooping down on me. It would make fantastic podcast content. So that book is one of three things that I really credit with getting me into cryptids and the paranormal. The second thing was a CD I had from my PC back in the mid-90s. It was called The Unexplained, and it was published by a company called Flag Tower. It was basically a collection of narrated videos split into sections that you could navigate through the software's interface. These things were common. They were called interactive multimedia CDs. And back in the day before YouTube and fast internet, they were really common to have. It was similar to the Encarta Encyclopedia, if you happen to remember that, only it was completely focused on the paranormal. So I distinctly remember watching these videos in the dark at night on my PC. There was a video explaining how the call of a banshee meant impending death, which was immediately followed by a loud scream, and I think that was the first jump scare I ever encountered. The third thing was a TV show called 14 TV, also from the mid-90s. It was a spin-off of 14 Times, which is a paranormal magazine named after the author Charles Fort. Look him up if you haven't, he wrote some really interesting stuff. 14 TV was presented by a reverend who would wear a leather motorcycle jacket over his reverend outfit. There's probably a proper name for Reverend Alfred. Anyway, being in Catholic school at the time, I always found it fascinating that a reverend could look that cool. 14 TV introduced me to the Chupacabra, which would become one of my favourite cryptids later on. And I did grow up in the 90s, of course, so naturally I watched The X-Files. Have to give that a mention too. So that's really what got me into all of this. Now I'm in this strange journey of making a cryptid app and attempting a podcast. So thank you so much for listening.